You worry about leaving a better planet for our kids. How about leaving better kids for our planet? Entire generation offended at everything, getting mad that a human thinks all lives matter. We don't need black or white or left or right. What we need is common sense. We need balance. We're all in the same boat. Why you trying to make holes? If they sink, we sink. This is madness. I'm offended that you're offended by me taking offense. Can't build a wall. Why does your house have a fence? I believe in two genders. I'm not mad at the rest. I'm just confused when a dude has a beard and some breasts. We won't always agree. Nope. I don't hate all beliefs. Nope. I don't think that the system's racist. I just think the system hates people. I think fighting violence with more violence is what they want. Viruses and riots, people dying, we won't stay home. Black lives matter, all lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down, cause the world is full of clowns. They're all stupid and they're proud, painted smiles on their mouths. I don't hang with bozos, homie, I can't be around you. When I was a child, the only races that we hated were the ones that we ran and didn't win. Then we stopped playing with each other, started hating on each other, started noticing the color of our skin. Christians and atheists, immigrants, patriots, we love the country, but we are not saving it. Wages don't raise to the rate of inflation, and half of the country hates all of the nation. It's funny that we think the world owes us something. All the phones got smart, but the people so dumb. We care more about the likes on a selfie than our moms, and the only time we ever speak the truth when we're drunk. We won't always agree. Nope, I don't hate all police. Nope, your thoughts and opinions ain't facts, and they are not defining my reality. Nope, I think picking sides divides is probably what has got us here. United States is great regardless, that's what we've forgotten here. Black lives matter, all lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down, cause the world is full of clowns. They're all stupid and they're proud, painted smiles on their mouths. I don't hang with bozos, homie, I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet don't fit in clown shoes. They tell you be yourself and then they judge you on the internet till everybody hates you for it. If Jesus was alive, I swear to God that y'all would cancel him, cause lately being negative's the real new normal. Yeah, if you're thick, you're fat, you're rich, you're bad, you're poor, you're black, you're white, you're whack, they lie, it's facts. My generation needs a bunch of free condoms, cause common sense ain't that common. This is what they wanted, this is how they planned it. This is to control everyone on the planet. Then we put each other in caskets, protest and panic, and they take advantage to manage the damage. We won't always agree. Nope, freedom doesn't come free. Nope, there was people fighting, dying overseas so that you could have freedom and be home. I think the elites are real, but they ain't drinking babies' blood. They're creating chaos so they have something to save you from. Black lives matter, all lives matter. What's all this division for? It's modern segregation. This is setting up a civil war. Burn the circus down, cause the world is full of clowns. They're all stupid and they're proud, painted smiles on their mouths. I don't hang with bozos, homie, I can't be around you. Anyone who knows me knows my feet don't fit in clown shoes.
Hey, hey, it is March 18th, 2021, 8:33 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. That was Tom McDonald, Clown World. Absolutely fantastic Canadian out of Edmonton. I guess he's living with his girlfriend down there in Los Angeles. Nova Rockefeller is her pseudonym. And just, I'm not a big rap fan overall, but this is a very, very intelligent rapper who isn't even on a label. He self-distributes, which obviously is a little more difficult, but it's pretty necessary in this day and age, I think. Just like I self-distribute here on the Fakeologist Radio Network. I'm here Sunday to Thursday at 8:30. If I have a guest, I go to 9:30. If I don't, I said I would do about half an hour. I'm just going to go through the blog, the media, the news. Everything is happening so quickly now. I don't even know where to begin. It's information overload. And we're in the new COVIDian order. And if you're not part of the cult, you are going to be trampled, it seems. Things, like I said, are moving so quickly. It's really hard to take a position because you might have to change your position in 5 minutes. So I'm just, I'm overwhelmed. And what I do like to do is I put all the the latest things on my blog, fakeologist.com/blog. We are going out over the internets on the video network. We are on YouTube. We are on DLive. We are on Periscope. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitch. We are on FakeoTube. I usually delete the videos off YouTube, and when I can remember, since they're more likely to shut the channel down. But it's hard to remember to do everything. For the most part, the videos have been pretty good, and sound is working, and things are working out pretty well. I've had a guest able to slide on into the video. And don't have anyone scheduled tonight, although I did invite Mark Tokarski early in the week, because he's got that fantastic blog called peaceofmindful.com, which I think is a really great resource. He thinks very similar to me, and he has better commenters on his blog as well. He actually has an open blog where he has a few authors, and I don't know if I posted his latest post, at least 1394 vaccine deaths and counting, where he goes over the VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. I dare say almost every event is going to be adverse, and it's a voluntary system where you pretty much put in all the details yourself. I don't even know how they can verify any of this information. So it could be like Wikipedia. Anyone could probably pump stuff in there. I'm not quite sure. But I don't think there's a ton of integrity to the database since it's crowdsourced. But we're also told that only 10% of people do any kind of reporting. So it's very more of a representation as opposed to a complete total, but I've gone through the database a few times, and it's quite interesting how one of the effects that you can put into the database is death. And death is not at the top of the list. The list is in alphabetical order. So it's kind of amusing that a sore arm is the same weight, has the same weight as death. You literally have to scroll down to D, and it's buried in the other D's. And if you aren't paying too much attention, you might just gloss right over it. But death is definitely they call it a side effect, but I like what other people say, that there are no side effects to pharmaceuticals. They're all effects. Whether they're intentional effects or not, they're all effects. And most pharmaceuticals, all they do is jolt your system to try and change its direction. I think there's any real science or medicine really to the whole pharmaceutical process. Now, if you want to participate in tonight's show, we're on the Discord. And you just go to fake11.com/Discord, and then you can join in, and then you can go to the intake room, and then you got to go get a moderator to verify you and to make sure you're not just a harmful troll. And then you can get in. And I see Nagjack jumped in. I don't have time to verify. Well, let's put it this way, Nagjack. If you're listening in, you can go to the verify room and I'll talk to you. And then I'll verify you on the fly, actually. And you just listened to Tom McDonald, so you like Tom McDonald, so you're our kind of guy. So if you want to jump in to the Discord, and I'll verify you, and then we can talk from there. Otherwise, you can call in the United States, 810-666-1984, in Canada, 902-400-1984. Well, I have a couple things to talk about tonight, and one of the things I want to do is just introduce you to YouTube channels, just some of my sources so that you can go find them yourself. And here's a fantastic, hate to say it, another Canadian. Her name is Kate Wand, and she does really good research. I don't think she is COINTELPRO, And she does some really good research. Just again, almost all roads lead to Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Philanthropic Pharmaceutical Foundation. These guys are paying for all the industry that is set up around the quack scene, including the statistical modeling agencies in every country. So not only they give money to Johns Hopkins, not only do they give money to all the different media outlets that are the main reporters of their numbers, but they've created these statistical modeling places. It's just crazy. Now, let's go and verify NagJack. Hey, NagJack, hello. NagJack, hello.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. At the house. Got an email from you. Figured I'd tune in.
Oh, nice. Where are you from?
Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, fantastic. Let me drag you into the main show. Actually, we'll stay in a verify room tonight in case somebody else wants to jump in. That might be a good... I might kill two birds with one stone. I'll stay in the verify room to do my broadcast. And that way, if anyone else wants to be verified, they can come in here and say hello.
Yeah, I don't have great service where I'm at.
So you're in Asheville, North Carolina, you said?
Yep.
Actually, I think Uncle Odd used to live there. You know Uncle Odd? Uncle Vigilante?
Uncle On? No, I do not.
Oh, Odd, ODD. He's we do a show now and then. We collaborate. He's down in Tampa. He's another ecologist pod child, or now he's a video star. So fantastic guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And he's from here?
He did live there for a while. I think he said so. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm born and raised here.
Oh, fantastic. How long have you been listening to the Fakeologist show?
It's actually really funny. A while back, I'd say 5-6 years ago, I was pretty into y'all. Or is it just you, pretty much?
Well, it's me, myself, and I. The three of us are here.
Right on. Cool, cool, cool. And I actually tuned in to a chat once as well. It was just a while back. And I really haven't kept up with it kind of since. You know, I'm always... I work full-time, mainly over full-time, so I tune in to all kinds of different stuff, but...
Oh, fantastic that you came here. Fantastic.
Yeah, you do it kind of differently, you know, you, like, have people kind of come on, and, you know, everybody gets to talk kind of thing.
Well, we do the Fakeologist audio chat, which anybody can join that. Well, you can now after you've been verified, and then you just basically... have a chat with anyone that you want to. I know there's a lot of services that are starting up. I believe one's called Backstage or something. But there's been a lot of audio chat companies that are trying to emulate what we're doing similarly. And, yeah, we're quite unique. I think people need a place just to hang out, just like a locker room, like a bar, and just chat. No format, no hang-ups. The only... admission is you have to be a fakeologist because you don't want to be talking to normies. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. No, I feel that. Some like-mindedness, you know.
Like-mindedness is going to be so important now. Basically, the whole world is turning into what I call the COVIDian cult. The cult of COVID.
Yeah.
It's really on the grandest scale you can imagine. Can you imagine everyone joining the Church of Scientology within a year? That's what's happened.
I mean, you know, it's to the point now. I mean, you just face value. You can't take anything at face value. It makes no sense. I mean, there's been so many questions, so many just alternative explanations to things, and for them to not even try and debate it, you know.
And you like Tom right. McDonald as well. That last song of his, Cloud World, that one just hit me really, really hard. Just the beat, the rhythm. That guy's amazing.
Yeah, dude, I dig Tom, definitely. Like, doing every, you know, and independent rap is, like, skyrocketing on YouTube.
Right.
But, yeah, Tom, I dig his shit, definitely.
And his girlfriend who produces the video, she is incredible.
Oh, she's a beautiful girl, too. And
yep.
Yeah, I've heard some of her songs. I mean, she's got some talent, too. And
oh, yeah, she does. We should get him on. Tom, if you're listening, come on the show.
Nah, he's either making music or dealing with all the orders he's got for his albums and whatnot.
Yeah, he could slip. He could spare 20 minutes and sell the audience that fake ologist. He'd be fine, but it's okay.
Yeah, email is a business email. Do you have him on your list?
Yeah, I'll look him up. I'll look him up. All right, well, if you want to hang tough and listen in, I'm just going to go through the blog. And if you have any comments, you can chime in. If you want to stay on, that's fine.
Right on. No, you're good. I was out there, and I'm going to go back in the living room and put you on my headset and listen in.
All right. I'll try and make some sense. Okay, thanks for joining in. You're now verified, so that means you can peruse all the text channels. You can get in the live stream and chat. So you're good to go.
All right. Cool. Yeah,
and
my first time
if
on
you
this.
Shoot me your email, just you can direct message me through this system, the Discord system. Just click on my name or somehow add me. Send me your email, and I'll put you on our email list. That way, when I send out a show announcement, you'll get it. If you want, it's not required.
Yeah, I'm subscribed to you.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I don't.
Are you talking about Discord?
Well, I have so many different systems, and none of them are integrated. So I've got the main blog where I put my daily posts, and if you want to be a commenter, then you have to send me your email. If you just want to get the posts, you can type your email on the blog, and then you'll get an email from WordPress.
Okay.
If you want to be on the forums, you have to register again. If you want to, what else do I got? FakoTube. Have you been on FakoTube.com before?
FakoTube.com? No.
FakoTube.com. Okay. FakeOTube. FakeOTube. That's my video server where I put my favorite in danger of being deleted videos.
Awesome.
So if I think a video is going to be taken down, or they don't have their own platform, then I put it there if I really like it. And I find more people, like, for instance, Amanda Vollmer's on the FakoTube right now. Hello, Amanda. I got 44 people right now on FakoTube. So more people go to the video than the blog. This, obviously, we live in a visual world. People want to see, play.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to read. Okay, so I've adapted.
So are you live on Fakeo right now?
I am live on FakoTube.com right now.
I wonder if this plays in the background.
The only thing, do you have an Android or an Apple?
Apple.
Okay, if you want to use the app, you have to go to FakoTube.com, click on mobile apps at the top, and you have to download the generic video playing app, and then you have to plug in FakoTube, and that's how it works. I don't have a FakoTube customized Apple app because they won't approve it because of the content, which is another reason to stay away from Apple.
Really?
So you can do that. They monitor everything that they put on their service. So if they don't like your content, they censor everything, everything, apps, everything is censored on Apple, including the apps. So if FakoTube, obviously they said we'll approve your app if you delete all your videos. So guys said, well, kind of defeats the purpose.
It's fake O tube. Fake and then the O and then tube.com.
You got it.
Okay.
It's the Irish version of, it's not fake tube, it's fake O tube.
Right.
Well, you can go there. The only problem is the app doesn't play in the background. That's apparently very hard to do, but I told the guy to try and get that fixed if he can. I'd love it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now you're set up. So now you understand, and by telling you, I've explained it to 500 more people, hopefully, that listen. So now you get it. So, yeah, we're spread thin. We're spread wide, but we're doing our best. We're also on Darkstream Media, which is Tim Osmond's platform. I think he'll put this up tonight as well. Okay.
Am I?
Good. So, all right, Nag Jack. Nice chatting with you.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right. Let me go to the blog real quick because, we got 40 minutes left. We got 40 minutes left. I'll mute you right now if you don't mind, or I'll move you into the other room so you can do your thing. Move you into room 11 there. You can talk to Gaia. Oh, I dropped him in the room with Gaia. Oh, dangerous. Nagjack is now in room 11 with Gaia. I hope he survives. Okay, what do we got here? Very opinionated Kate. Here she goes.
All right, we're back with Governor Cuomo. Can I say that I am a Cuomo-sexual?
There's a group of women who came out and they said, we're falling in love with Cuomo. And I said, well, yeah, everyone should be a Cuomo-sexual in that way.
I don't miss a press conference. When Cuomo's on, I'm like, got to go see my celebrity crush right now. Sorry.
These feelings are perfectly natural. Many Americans experience moments of being at least Andrew curious, if not fully, Cuomo-sexual.
Last spring, when the virus was new and out of control, and the people of New York were frightened at its relentless spread, one man took it upon himself to use technology to spread reliable information and tell citizens what to do. I have many friends in California who admit that what they know from Governor Cuomo and his explanations, that somebody had a plan.
Governor, I want to say this book is absolutely fantastic. I think it's just a guide to how to deal with this pandemic. But let me ask you this. There has been a lot of confusion about an alleged March 25th order that directed nursing homes to accept in New York infected COVID patients.
All right, this isn't the best video.
Being awarded an Emmy and writing a book on his supposedly heroic response to the pandemic, Cuomo is finally receiving the very necessary inquiries into his
nursing homes and other.
Cuomo is perhaps the motivation of state policy to prediction modeling forecasts from the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation.
HIME.
IHME. A Washington state-based institution that is wholly controlled and funded to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
With current
And that's basically what I wanted to point out, that Bill and Melinda Gates are in charge of the modeling that is giving all the phony numbers, that is driving the whole quote-unquote response to the pandemic. But let me just make it very clear to everyone here that the pandemic is a smokescreen for what I told Frank earlier on the audio chat. It's the Chinification of the Five Eyes nations, the Five Eyes nations being Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada, the United Kingdom. That is what is happening. So all this argument about everything surrounding the virus, they don't care what you're arguing about. They don't care what side of the argument you are on. The point of the smokescreen is to build the biosecurity state, where they control your every movement in society, right down to going around the corner, going across the city, going across the country. And they are now, they're busy passing laws in every country that are dissolving borders, city, state, country. all these borders are going to be dissolved and replaced by city and mega regions. That's what's happening. And this attack on Cuomo, Cuomo is the governor that brought in unpopular, draconian lockdown laws. And eventually, they're going to turn on him as part of the script, where you learn to hate all these so-called elected officials. And then they'll bring in the technocrats, the unelected one-party state technocrats that will just be picked on their competency to run a region or a city. They want you to turn against quote-unquote elected officials. That's part of the 10-year plan. All right, Fauci and the communists. And this is a FakoTube video I put up. And is it by the same one? I think it is also by...
So that there can be some steps towards normality. I don't think we're going to be completely normal a year from now, but I hope we're well on the way to normality.
This past week, Dr. Anthony Fauci shared a platform with a Chinese Communist Party health expert, and it went largely unreported by any Western media outlets. Chinese state media, on the other hand, could not get enough of it, because Fauci delivered a propaganda coup for the communist regime in Beijing. Countless state media outlets and CCP officials praised the co-panelists for endorsing the endless amounts of anti-American propaganda shared during the event, which included demanding more devastating draconian restrictions in order to combat COVID-19.
All the medical professionals in China worked to resolute...
If there's any doubt that the Anglo-American Empire didn't set up China, they made China. China, with all their Medal of the Republic, sounds a lot like all the British awards. This is an Anglo-American country being described as the enemy, when really China is the model. Well, the Medal of the Republic, this is their version of Anthony Fauci. And this goes to my theory that everything that you're arguing about now with the COVIDians, all there, the point of COVID is to dismantle the free, so the crony capitalist, the free enterprise system that we have in the Five Eyes Nations. They're going to do the Five Eyes Nations first. And they're going to impose the China model that's worked very, very, very well. So it's easy for them to blame everything on China, but you got to understand who's behind China. It's the same old British Empire, the Venetians, the Babylonians, the same old power structure. Not the Jews, not the Jezis, although those are powerful misdirections. And I'm not saying S-MOM is another part of the power structure where they breed and they train their leaders and they use the Jews to hide behind the Jews to put them in place to misdirect you, because God forbid you see who the real power structure is. But that is my take on it. So Fauci and the Communists is another great video by Kate. And I'll play a little bit more.
To implement the important instruction from General Secretary Xi Jinping to always put the people's lives and health first and foremost. We respected the facts and followed the science.
Dr. Zhang Nanshen, a top expert in China's National Health Commission, who has been described as China's Fauci, shared a panel with the NIAID chief over Zoom last week. The two discussed COVID-19 policy in a webinar.
Somebody said China is just Russia with better cameras and better organization.
Are organized by the University of Edinburgh, which also featured experts from the Gates Foundation and the World Health Organization.
There's Gates
in his
again.
Comments, Zhang hammered the Trump administration and America in general, but praised the Biden administration for rejoining the WHO.
So I'm very glad President Biden had decided to return to WHO. That's a really good news for us.
The Chinese official shared provably false information about China's COVID-19 response and statistics, and claimed China's brutal lockdown of Wuhan resulted in China winning its battle against COVID-19. A loyal CCP member, Zhang spewed endless streams.
Anyway, go watch that video. It's fantastic. She is a really, really fantastic researcher based here in Canada. And that here, Fauci and the Communist, this is the article that goes around with it. Now, what do we got here? 403, video not found. Ooh. That is strange. Okay. Oh, I see what happened. I deleted the first one. I deleted the first one by mistake. I'll have to fix this later. This is another interesting story. Eamon Bundy is another person that's challenging the mask mandates and trying to navigate through the system. And there are people like him in almost every jurisdiction. And he's pretty much labeled a domestic terrorist. Now, if you watch his video, and this is the beauty of the internet today, we don't have to rely on the media reporting and interpreting this person's position. We can just listen to him directly.
Video, you got to go back to part one, because some reason yesterday when I was giving you the story, my account just cut off. I'm not sure why. Not going to speculate. But I was telling you about how in the committee chair committee hearing, that the independent media was arrested by the Idaho State Police for sitting in the exact same place they were sitting before. And it was a big commotion. And, you know, I mean, there was 20 to 25 Idaho State Police officers that actually came in the committee hearing and arrested a woman and a man that was independent media. And it was directed by the committee chairman right before he ordered them to leave. The sergeant in arms whispered something into his ear. We don't really know what that was. Anyhow, so I saw this commotion. I saw how, you know, what was happening was wrong and how the it seemed to be instigated. I also saw ISP, you know, seemed like they were planning something about 35 minutes before the meeting, since they were all there. At least this, you know, similar amount of officers was there. Anyway, so then throughout this chaos, I stand up and I take my phone out and I start filming, and I walk around pretty much the chaos, not getting too much involved in it because there wasn't really any reason to. And I walked around and I went and sat in the press box where the independent media was. And I just sat there and didn't say a word, didn't do anything. And pretty soon they had arrested everybody and people were following them. And they were upset with the Idaho State Police. And there was a kind of a, you know, regular little upheaval going on there. And people are not very happy about what they were doing to us at the Capitol building.
Now, does this guy sound like a domestic terrorist? Let's go look up. I didn't put the article that the mainstream media linked to him. Let's go look him up while he's talking
at the press box and
see what the mainstream media says about him.
Talked to me for a little bit, but eventually most of the room was cleared out and it was just, you know, a handful of people left, and I'm still sitting there. And I knew that the Lincoln Auditorium is closed till 7 o'clock. However, sometime
here we go. So this is just a quick search
then,
on CRX.ca.
They decided that they were going to close the Lincoln Auditorium at 5 o'clock, and so at 5:05 they come in and they trust.
Oh, by the way, I fixed the video here. You can just see. I'll refresh this page. This is on the fly editing for you, folks. Let's see, there you go. I fixed the video here. So that's the first video, part one.
Spending 30 hours or so in the Ada County Jail. It's a pretty miserable experience, but one that I'm becoming familiar with.
30 hours in jail. This is how he's portrayed in the mainstream media. Anti-government leader Ayman Bundy refuses to appear in court with mask. And they call him a far right. He's portrayed as a far right leader. I'll have to go back and see if I can find a little more inflammatory one. Looks like this is all the same story.
Good afternoon. We begin today with local militia leader.
Oh, wait.
Ayman Bundy in the news once again after being.
So, militia leader, there you go. So, if you're against the unconstitutional mandates, policies, directives, you stand up, and that guy looked like he was pretty calm and pretty unassuming. This is what you get called.
Arrested for failure to appear in court to face a trespassing and resisting arrest charge. He and a group gathered outside the courthouse this morning. At least one person was sent to the hospital.
Now, one thing he said in his video, he says he doesn't resist and he doesn't assist. So if you don't resist and you don't assist, they have to drag you and then they'll call you resisting. So if you don't walk, if you don't walk with them, then that's resisting. So if you drag your feet, you're resisting.
Hospital after some sort of altercation with law enforcement, and Bundy was booked back into the Ada County Jail. Ada County Sheriff's Office says he defied an Idaho Supreme Court order by refusing to wear masks in the Ada County Courthouse. The Idaho Supreme Court has ordered everyone must wear a mask covering the nose and mouth at all times when inside the courthouse. Now, his charges stem from an incident during the special session in the Idaho legislature back in August. You'll recall he was wheeled out of the Capitol after refusing to leave the state house after a hearing was switched to another part of the building. Idaho State Police.
So, yeah, he was in a public place. You're allowed in the public gallery, but only certain people apparently are official enough to be in the public place. So he was charged with trespassing, and that's basically how the whole method of lawfare starts attacking people and getting them into deep trouble. And that's what happened to him. So again, look at his video yourself. If this seems like someone who's a domestic terrorist, then clearly the label domestic terrorist is being used in a very inappropriate way. Okay. Continuing with my theme, and this is another Kate video, so.
Look, we all know China does bad stuff. They break promises about Hong Kong autonomy, they put Uyghurs in camps and punish dissent, and we don't want to be that. But it's got to be something between authoritarian government that tells everyone what to do and a representative government that can't do anything at all.
I'm not a big fan of Bill Maher because he's just not funny, but he's just, I don't know how to describe him, really, because I don't watch enough of him, but he just gets under my skin. But basically, this is what I was talking about. They want to impose the China model that's worked so well at getting so much done, building everything in the world, taking all of the manufacturing. Now they have the wealth, and they want to impose and Chinify the Five Eyes. So I don't know who pays for this guy's show, but because there's so much money in China, they can just bring it all, repatriate all the money into America to influence and run their influence operations through the media, through all the influencers, to sell the China model.
In two generations, China has built 500 entire cities from scratch, moved the majority of their huge population from poverty to the middle class, and mostly cornered the market in 5G and pharmaceuticals. Oh, and they bought Africa. Their new Silk Road Initiative is the biggest infrastructure project in history, indebting not just that continent, but large parts of Asia, Europe, and the Middle East to the people who built their roads, bridges, and ports. If you want to go anywhere in the world these days, you better have a yen for travel. Yen for travel.
In the drama of man and machine, the Duce is trying to maintain harmony. He handles labor problems with a firm hand. Strikes are forbidden. Employees and working men are compelled to arbitrate their disputes. But the blacksmith's son prides himself on his sympathy with the masses of men who labor. He goes among the working men, fraternizes with them, talks matters over. There's an old familiar iron hand in the silken glove. Living conditions are being vastly improved. In one city after another, splendid apartment houses have been built. Ancient tumble-down buildings have been torn down and replaced by up-to-date structures. There are schools with the latest educational facilities. There are great hospitals. And now comes Mussolini's Forum, built in the manner of the ancient emperors.
China sees a problem, and they fix it. They build a dam. We debate what to rename it. That's why their airports look like this, and ours look like this.
Anyway, he's just extolling the virtues of China, and Kate also interlaces Germany and World War II, Italy in there to show what a dictatorship can do. Okie dokie. There's last night's show. This show, as all shows, I take the audio and put it on the audio chat. Or on the podcast feed. Fakeologist podcast feed is different from the audio chat feed. So check it out. You can get the audio there. I also had Brian on last night. He's from thebigvirushoax.com. And he also has his videos on LBRY. I put a link there. And I think last night, just as we were talking, the story about the Tanzanian president, the one that allegedly tested all the different fruits and inanimate objects for COVID, and half of them were positive. The other half, yeah, just showing the absurdity of the PCR process, which is not a test. It's just an amplification process. If you study the PCR process, you realize it's not a test. So right then and there, the whole house of cards should come down. But the people that run the place, the Bill and Melinda Gates dominated world, know they bank on the idea that you don't have enough brain power to process the idea that the PCR is an amplification process. It's like zooming in with a microscope. It doesn't measure anything. The only thing they count is the number of amplifications or the zooming in. If you want to compare it to a zoom lens, anyone that has been into photography before it was wiped out by the camera phone knows that a zoom lens has a zoom factor. And you can zoom anywhere from 200, 300, 500 times. That's all it means. So if you have to zoom 500 times to see something, that's not measuring it. It's just a cycle to see something. And that's exactly what the PCR process is. It's not a test. They just added the word test to the end of it. It's a process. The magnification process. Anyway, if you believe that the Tanzanian guy was there to be a foil for the New World Order, or if you think he was really killed by the New World Order, or if you think he organically died of a heart attack, the bottom line is he's out, and a World Economic Forum stooge is in. And I'm going to click on the post. When you're on my blog, you can click on the post. If you do so, you can read the replies. And actually, some of the best.
Good afternoon. We begin today with local militia leader Ammon Bundy.
I didn't ask you to come on. Get lost. Look at that, eh? The video just starts up. That's how they get their view counts up, by the way. They just keep replaying in browsers over and over again without your authority. Alrighty. Some of the best content on my blog is the comment section. And one of the best commenters, of course, is Zylephilex. And he posted a link to the person that took over or replaced, and it's somebody from the World Economic Forum. Yay. So Tanzania is now going to follow the New World Order military medical coup process. And here's Mark from Peace of Mind. This breaks my heart. And Zylephilex then links to The Economist, which is a paywall site. Guys, if you're going to put links, don't put paywall sites on because it's just annoying. You get to read one line and then you can't read the rest. Well, there's a comment, a set of comments. So that's what you, when you go on the blog, you have the benefit of going through the comments. Highly recommended. They're not easily seen. You have to drill down on each post, which is what I just did there. You can just click the replies, and you'll see the replies. Also, one way to see the replies, you have recent comments on the right side here. If you just want to see the recent comments, you can click here, and it'll show who comment and what post. This is the old-fashioned way of reading on the internet, blog posts and blog comments. I'll play a little bit of this. Actually, I played this yesterday, so I'm going to skip over that. Yesterday, I didn't get too far down. Got sidetracked, but I think I missed a couple things on my blog. Right, and I think I discussed that. Vernon Coleman being disinfo. Okay, and I discussed that. Bill C-7, I discussed that. The terrain. Play a bit of this. This is a pretty good video.
I'm in there, and they might die from that.
Canadian doctors
so
speaking
at
out.
At that point, at least, I knew I needed to speak out on the lockdowns anyway, and so
a post on
it,
the social credit like system coming to America. This,
that there's other options. There's treatments. There's so much research that is not being talked about. And not just one paper, right? This is paper after paper of study after study.
I don't know if I discussed this. This is this guy, Matthew Arrett, talking about the... he calls it Nazi healthcare. I think I did discuss this, but really one of the main things is to get rid of the baby boomers by basically just locking the door of the hospitals. And they have all kinds of technocratic processes to decide whether you're going to get health care or not. And this is a fascinating article about how I think they will implement it. So, for instance, they'll literally take your procedure, elective medical procedure, and process whether you are eligible to have it. Now, it won't necessarily be based on how much money's in your wallet, but if you're going to use the system, either insurance or private or state insurance, they're going to decide if you are eligible to get an expensive treatment. So they'll look at your age, they'll look at your health, they'll look at your outcome for future years. They'll take all those numbers and crunch them into a figure, which they call the quality of life years, QOLY, COLY. And if that number is too low, you won't get your surgery. They'll just give you some painkillers and let you slowly die. So this is what's coming. It's already here right now. Now they've just locked the doors to the hospitals, pretty much. Elective surgery is pretty much been scaled back to nothing. So this is a pretty fright. They call it the Nazi rationing of healthcare. I'm not sure that's totally fair, but it definitely gets people's attention when you use the word N-A-Z-I. Definitely worth a watch. And this guy from Canada as well does a great breakdown, and he's also of the belief that it's the British Empire that's behind all this destruction. It's behind the creation and building up of China. And it's pretty interesting. Okay, so that's most of the posts on fakeologist.com. If you like what I'm doing, you can also follow me on Telegram. I mostly just bounce stuff on Telegram. And there's tons of stuff on Telegram. Impossible to keep up. It's so busy. And we've also got Fakeopedia. That's a pretty good reference site that Gaia has done all the work on, as well as Faye. Check that out. Let me just go over to Save Chat. I want to point out one absolutely fantastic commentator on the climate hoax. This guy, Tony Heller, he is absolutely the best researcher. He does the best videos. He's on and off YouTube like everyone else. So he's sometimes on Rumble, which I'm not on. He's sometimes on NewTube, I believe. NewTube app, I'm not sure. But for the most part, I watch him on YouTube. But most of a lot of his stuff gets deleted. This guy is so good.
Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, discussing a quarter century of settled science. Mark Twain said, "There's something fascinating about science. One gets such wholesale returns of conjecture out of such a trifling investment of fact." And in no field of science is this more true than with climate science. Greta Thunberg's relative, Svante Arrhenius, started pushing the idea of catastrophic global warming well over a century ago. He predicted that everybody was going to have to move to Siberia and Canada because it was going to be too hot every place else. He predicted that Siberia will become the greatest farming country in the world and that Antarctica will become very much like the climate of Western Canada. He also predicted the extinction of the human race due to global warming and that the oceans were going to get hot enough to boil. This was an idea which was picked up again 115 years later by Stephen Hawking. The whole point of climate alarmism was that Earth was going to get extremely hot. But when New York City had one of their largest snowstorms on record 25 years ago in 1996, the New York Times shifted gears and blamed the blizzard on global warming. They said that warming oceans were evaporating more moisture into the atmosphere and making it snow more. Most people had been previously unaware that boiling ocean water would produce snow. But 4 years later, The Independent announced snowfalls are now just a thing of the past. According to Dr. David Viner, a senior research scientist at the Climatic Research Unit of the University of East Anglia, within a few years, winter snowfall will become a very rare and exciting event. Children just aren't going to know what snow is, he said. And then 3 years later, in 2003, the United Nations reported that global warming threatened the ski industry. They said that it was going to become too warm to snow at low elevations. The Guardian reported on the United Nations' grim forecast for winter sports as global warming increases. They said that up to half of Switzerland's ski resorts could face economic hardship or bankruptcy. And 9 years later, in 2012, the New York Times reported the same thing. Skiing was doomed due to global warming. Climate scientists have been saying that
I'm not going to play anymore, but fantastic, fantastic. Take a look at that guy. Take a look at his stuff. And where else we got here? Well, I think I've got... That's just about it. That's Save Chat. That's where I put a lot of my Twitter stuff. And let me just go on to Twitter. See what I've posted on my Twitter feed. Twitter.com/fakeologist. Wait. Someone else has fakeologist. Look at that, eh? Okay, so that's not my name. Let me add these three letters. And this is me. Here we go. I want to point something out. I've been on Twitter since 2013, 8 years. I only have 400 followers in 8 years. Now, do you think that's real? Pretty amazing. Ooh, looks like my pinned tweet is gone. So I'm going to remove that. Unpin. Okay. So that tweet I was pinning is gone. Looks like I'm... Okay, that came live. That's pretty cool. Oregon state official... Oregon health officials propose making mask mandates permanent. Now, what do you think that has to do with anything? Because they've been selling the quaxine as something that can allow you to get back to normal. What does that tell you if they want you to wear masks forever? More proof that it has nothing to do with the virus. Even if you believed any of their viral stories, it's more proof that this is just a religious garment for the cult of COVIDia. The cult of COVIDia. That's all it is. And it's just a symbol to say that you've accepted all the changes and you're willing to go forward into the new Chinification of whatever country you're in. That's all it is. And these health officials are the new priests, the new high priests that are infallible. Everything they say, you don't question because you don't know anything about your own body and how it works. That's all it is. And I don't know if these stories are true. AstraZeneca being fined for this and that, 5.5. Any multiple of 11 is usually hoax code. So I don't know if any of this is true. But it's, I would put this in the atrocity propaganda category. Because even if it's negative, it still is promoting vaccine, quaxines. And in marketing, all you want to do is get people talking about it. And once you get people talking about something, it becomes top of mind. And that's better than not being in your mind at all. So it'll start a conversation at least. Okay, all my blog posts do go to Twitter. And by the way, 16,000 tweets. And I have 400 followers. So do you think anyone sees my tweets? I'm guessing no. Let's just click on here. How many impressions? 70. That's nothing. That's amazing. But clearly, none of my tweets get seen overall. Oh, this is funny. I call this the COVIDian cleansing. This is where one person speaks, then this guy gets over here and starts wiping it down. Then the female president gets up there, says a few foolish words.
President Joe Biden.
And then the guy gets over again, starts cleaning. It's crazy. That is just a ritual as far as I'm concerned. Mythology, witchcraft, and magic are the essential tools of the trade for the COVID crisis, steering virologists. Just call them COVIDians. A lot easier. Happy anniversary, Ford Nation. That's our premier here in Ontario. 1 year of lockdown. 1 year of 2 weeks of flattening the curve. There's my show again. The Spanish police here. They back down a lot, which implies that they seem to almost be on the citizen's side. It's very strange. They're able to drive them back. We're in Toronto and so many other places. They'll just arrest you. Or as some people say, they'll just kidnap you. It's crazy. As censored as Twitter could be, I still find a lot of stuff there. There's still quite a bit of stuff that gets through. Yeah, this Deagle website where they say that the populations are going to be cut in half, it seems outrageous. The projections in 5 years seem impossible. But on the other hand, if this thing really is going to accelerate people's demise, then 5 years isn't that long. It could happen. This guy, I put this on my blog, moreab.fakeologist.com. German and Venice. I got this link off of the Dollar Vigilante. Fantastic. This German guy was so infatuated with Hollywood that he moved to Los Angeles from Germany. And he does a pretty good job on his videos.
Welcome to rainy Los Angeles, which doesn't really happen too often. And when it rains and you work on a beach,
First time I watched the video that he's got long hair. He's a bit of a hippie. That's
automatically
funny.
Have your day off.
I didn't even notice that before.
Nobody goes to the beach. But when you're a YouTuber, it opens up new doors for you to explore something you normally don't do because it rains. And I really don't remember the last.
It's like a gas tank. I download the Citizen app on my phone, and ever since I have that, I get notified when there's a car burning or like tents on fire. You hear the news every single day, something is on fire. And the big problem is, it's not only the tent is gonna be on fire, also the building is gonna catch fire. That's the big problem. On a hot day, you see a lot of people sitting on the concrete, just laying on the street, sleeping. I wonder where all those people are. You don't see too many people walking around right now. Are they all in their tents, or where can they go in the rain? There's no restaurant where they can sit. There's no place where they can gather. Like I said so many times, there's over 60,000 people living on the streets in Los Angeles.
60,000 people. Unbelievable. And I think this is what the Chinification, this is one of the problems they want to fix. Like, this would never, I don't know if there are homeless people in China. I tend to doubt it. I tend to think they would pick them up and sweep them away and somehow hide them or put them in camps or put them to work. I don't know, but is this one of the things they want to fix? I think it's real possible. This person doesn't like subliminal music. Interesting. It's quite a thing. Let's go back to Twitter. I got about 5 minutes and I'm going to wrap it up. I've gone about an hour. Yeah, this Quaxine passport. How long till it comes here? It can't be long. You can't know how many people are getting the Quaxine, but this is a funny one. Everyone who says I'm not a lady can suck my dick. That's funny. There's so many doctors, I think, at least where I live, speaking out. But because they're in a very strict doctor's union, so a self-regulated body, they can't really break away. So I'm hoping enough of them get together and break away and start their own association, and they should be allowed to practice medicine in their own way that is not part of the COVIDian cult. Like, I really don't think the people that don't want to join the cult should have to leave where they're born, because there's nowhere to relocate to anyway in the world. So I really think that there's enough people that with the internet, we have enough technology where we can, I'll drive across town to see a non-COVIDian doctor. I'll drive across town to a non-COVIDian butcher. As long as I know where they are. So I think the numbers could possibly be high enough to allow for that. And in the next 9 years of this transformation, the COVIDia, I'm hoping that enough people will break away so it's a significant number. I'm hoping. All right, well, I'm going to pack it in now. If anyone wants to call in real quick, I didn't look at the Discord, by the way. Let's see, did anyone join the green room? No, no one joined the green room. And never got anyone in the Verify. I'm going to hang out in the Verify room for anyone who wants to be verified, as I'm doing a show Sunday to Thursday at 8:30. If you like this show, fakeologist.com/donate. If you don't like this show, go to fakeologist.com/donate. And if you pay enough money, I will take a day off and not come on. If you want to cancel the show for any days of the day of the week, make a substantial donation. Let me know which day you don't want me to come on. And I'll do that. We'll try that as a negative option billing method. I will be on the Rick and Rollo show, which is on the audio chat channel. That is Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern time, which I believe is 8 p.m. Sydney, Australia time. You can come on there. We have a couple North Americans that make it. Europeans often make it because it's middle of the day for them. So that's the next time you should hear me. But after that, it'll be Sunday night. I'll come back and discuss some of the latest and greatest topics that come up. The chat was very dead tonight. It looks like I have three people on Fakeologist YouTube, one on Twitch, and one on Periscope. But the chat was completely dead tonight. But if I show up here routinely and regularly, maybe the audience will grow. I know I'm somehow on the, we could probably go on the Dark Matter Radio website and see Dark Matter Radio. Let's see, Dark Matter Digital Network. Well, I am on there, the Fakeologist Show. And, looks like he put one of the audios on there somewhere on his SoundCloud.
Hey, being objective, it looks like a computer-generated media is
away and stop research.
Want something, but then there's also the fear.
I think that was when Tim was on my show. Okay, that's what it was. He put that show on there. All right. Other than that, I don't know when or where or how he's done it. I don't know what he's doing, but maybe he'll let me know. So we are in that network with John LeBond's Apostasy Show. We are there. Okay. I'm going to end it. We'll talk to you Saturday morning. Thanks for listening.